Sheriff Frank Rogers says he first started seeing pot plants growing on public lands about 20 years ago when he was a young cop hunting for grouse on a ridge in the Buck Mountain area near Twisp.
You know, you're hiking along, and at first I didn't realize it, and then when we stopped for a second, it's like, geez, we're standing in a bunch of marijuana.
He says that grow site in Okanagan County was only about 100 plants. Another one he found a few years later in Stevens County was twice as large, with buckets of water hauled in to keep it growing. And now the National Forest Service says they've been finding tens of thousands of plants, with whole irrigation systems installed in the forest floor, some with automatic sprinklers and generators attached. Spokesman Tom Knappenberger says drug trafficking organizations have taken hold in the Northwest.
They'll tap into a nearby stream and they'll just cut out a big section of usually a valley floor and plant their crops and put up this structure of irrigation equipment, and they're usually people living there, they're armed, and all they care about is growing their crop and getting harvested.
After a bust, the Forest Service says they're often left dealing with toxins from fertilizers and pesticides, as well as human waste and trash. It's a problem that's moved up the coast from California and takes place mostly east of the Cascades, where marijuana is easier to grow. Authorities say if you think you've come upon a grow site, back out immediately and report the location to the Forest Service or to local law enforcement. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.